back to around 1860, we learn of a French chemist by the name of Louis Pasteur. He was purported to have developed a theory of disease called the germ theory, which said that one isolated germ of some kind, typically a bacteria at the time, was the cause of any given named disease. The main problem with the germ theory is that it takes away power from the individual and places that power in the hands of an elite ruling medical class.
Certainly never defer to the so-called experts. C.S. Lewis said that tyranny doesn't always come with the men with the guns, it comes most seriously from people in suits behind the desk.
What do pharma companies really, what are they really concerned about? Their stock price and their profit that benefits their stakeholders and shareholders.
According to an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, at least 100,000 Americans die each year from the on-label use of prescription drugs. Find me the deaths from cannabis.
They're not there.
They aren't there.
It's a plant that God put here, and then all of a sudden the Rockefellers came along and said, you guys, don't use those plants. Don't use those fungi. Come over to me, and I'm going to take the synthetic version of what's in those plants, and they're going to make a synthetic version of it so they can what? Patent it. And you know what? I have no self-esteem problems about being a chiropractor, because I look at what those guys do. Those guys are the biggest quacks that ever friggin' existed. Like, dude, quackery! Let's call it what it is!
My wife is not only going to beat cancer, but she's going to be completely healed. Between the power of Jesus Christ, the healing power of the Lord, and the incredible information available through the truth about cancer, she's on her way back to being a healthful, productive human being again.
So it was the realization that the plague of chronic diseases and the explosion of cancer in our world in the last 30 years has been from inoculations, bypassing your frontline immune response and directly injecting a pathogen.
So big tech has been taken over by big pharma, and big media has been infiltrated and bought off by big pharma, and big government now is almost entirely beholden to big pharma.
That is the total destruction of everything that our founding fathers dreamt about, everything that is written in our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence.
The body's the only thing that's really truly yours, and as Madison said, conscience is the most important of our civil rights, our fundamental rights.
Eric Arthur Blair, more widely known as George Orwell, said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
So the CDC in 1955 changed the way we counted, and therefore the definition, the number of polio cases. And by taking out the cases of aseptic meningitis, which basically are no longer being classified as polio, it's going to make the number of polio cases appear to be much smaller. And this is a fact.
This is what's astonishing, is at a global level, the so-called intellectual leaders of the realm of science, they threw their own reputations overboard in order to lie to the public and cover up the truth about interventions that could have saved lives.